Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be accepted of God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Father, grant that our service may be holy as your gifts through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit, lift up your hearts, and lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death is celebrated in love, his resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming glory we wait with unwavering hope.
Ono što ti bijaše milo u sinu, što smo neposluhom izgubili, ponovno
we have lost the disobedience we gained, received through his obedience, and thus with all the angels and saints, we praise you and without end acclaim.
Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenis sunt celi et terra, gloria tua, Hosanna in excelsis.
Domine fons omni sanctitatis.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, Father of all holiness. Make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that it become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread into his hands, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." As the wailing supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once again giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins."
In remissionem peccatorum.
Hoc facit. Do this in memory of me.
Taina viere.
Mystery of faith, we proclaim your death, O Lord, profess your resurrection, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Ratko our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them to the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, may merit to be heirs to eternal life. We praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, our glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen.